Europe.
Charlemagne. Heads, I win. Tails, kaboom. No wonder Emmanuel Macron is gambling. Europe is the home of the political high roller.
Fancy a flutter? Placing €10 on Germany to win the European Football Championships it's hosting from June 14th could net you a handsome €60 profit. Those looking for a bigger payout can punt on long shots like Georgia or Albania at 1,000-1. Feeling luckier than that? For the thrill chaser in search of that certain je ne sais quoi, there's an altogether more daring bet on offer, at least to presidents of France. Wagering the political future of your country and that of Europe, and throwing your own legacy into the mix as well. Gulp. Emmanuel Macron's surprise announcement on June 9th that he was calling a snap parliamentary vote, just hours after his party got trounced in the European elections, has all the hallmarks of a compulsive gambler, thinking a bad run can be fixed with just one last roll of the dice. The decision looks rash. It's also archetypally European. This is a continent where muddled politics means you must bet big to win big. Politicians defiantly demanding voters either back 'em or sack 'em is one of those gory European specialities, like bullfighting or Balkan politics. Whereas in America elections are held at fixed intervals, in many European countries leaders can call votes to suit their purposes or flatter their egos. A stretch in the White House is enough to enter the history books. In Europe, the incessant coming and going of leaders means staying around for a decent stint, and preferably getting something done, is necessary to be remembered. Clever wags poke fun at Liz Truss for having the shelf life of a lettuce. Gabriel Attal, the French Prime Minister since January, may turn out to have lasted barely longer than the open packet of crisps at the back of Charlemagne's pantry. Thus the incentive is to be rash, especially if things aren't going well. Double down, call an election, change the constitution. Occasionally this works. All too often the gambit fails and its instigator is quietly forgotten, banished to seldom visited bits of Wikipedia. As soon as Mr. Macron called the election, parallels were made with recent European history's most ill-advised bet, David Cameron calling a referendum on Britain leaving the European Union in June 2016. This highlights the asymmetry between the payout from winning such a wager compared with the downside of losing. Lord, then plain Mr. Cameron, personally stood to gain by shutting up the Eurosceptic wing of his party. Yet the brunt of defeat was borne more widely. Yes, Lord Cameron self-defenestrated and ended up for a time as a glorified lobbyist before returning as Foreign Secretary last year. But Britain as a whole got a one-way ticket out of a club whose membership was vital to its interests. Heads I win, tails we all lose. And you lot pay the price. The early election gambit is called upon because it does sometimes work. Pedro Sanchez, the Prime Minister of Spain, was floundering after getting clobbered in regional elections in 2023, only to win a fresh lease of power after calling a national vote. The results of an odder gamble by Mr. Sanchez, announcing a five-day sabbatical in April as he considered whether to remain in politics, are not yet clear. Recep Tayyip Erdogan lost his majority in the Turkish general election of 2015, only to order a rerun in November, which his party won easily. But often the tactic falls short. Gerhard Schröder called an early election in 2005, which ended up installing his rival Angela Merkel in power for 16 years and himself onto the board of dodgy Russian energy companies. Other bets are available to those who think there's little point being in politics if they can't have things their way. In 2016, Matteo Renzi wagered his future as Prime Minister on amending the Italian constitution. He lost the ensuing referendum and was sent into retirement from frontline politics at the age of 41. The previous year, Alexis Tsipras, then Greek Prime Minister, took a gamble by calling a referendum on whether Greece should defy its creditors. He predictably won the vote, told the creditors, i.e. Germany, to go stuff themselves, and then even more predictably found himself forced into a humiliating retreat. If you're going to play Russian roulette, It helps to check beforehand whether at least one of the gun's chambers does not contain a bullet. Mr. Macron's gamble is not quite so rash. For one, he's entitled to stay in office until 2027, whatever happens, though perhaps without the authority to keep micromanaging domestic politics. The justification that France needs a moment of clarification, in his words, grated in European circles. With the dramatic election announcement, Mr. Macron delivered a public relations triumph for the nationalists, even though across the EU they had failed to make the large gains once expected. The main concern in Brussels is that Europe will suffer the collateral damage from this gambit of Mr. Macron's. Turning your own country's politics into a flaming mess is seen as the prerogative of national leaders. Exporting that mess to the European level is considered bad form. Germany, the only EU country bigger than France, is already mired in coalition politics. Tedious as Mr. Macron's endless speeches on Europe can be, he has served as a useful figurehead for the Union. Foreign policy, and thus France's stance in Brussels, is the president's remit. But should he end up chastened in Paris, Mr. Macron would effectively place limits on the ambitions of Europe as a whole. That is hardly ideal at a time when the EU is still dealing with the megalomaniacal gamble just beyond its borders, the invasion of Ukraine by Russia's President Vladimir Putin. After temporising at the war's outset, Mr. Macron has made a calculated bet that demanding Europe throw its lot behind Ukraine, sending weapons money, inviting it to join the EU one day, will pay off. It might have been good to see how that wager played out before embarking on another.